ערב שבת שלום, פרשת שלח. I want to share with you a thought from the Sichot Musar. Now everybody, obviously, this parasha is the quintessential example of even the, not even, but Mesilat Yesharim uses the Chet HaMeraglim and what happened to the Meraglim as the example of how Be'emet, the words of Chazal come to life. Hakinah ve'ata'ava ve'akavod mitzil et ha'adam min ha'olam mamash. It caused them to lose their chenek la'olam haba. It caused them to get killed by olam hazeh. Just because of a little kavod, a person can mamash lose everything. And they were Nashia Kadosh and Ramban. They describe in depth these people were Anashim Ksharim, Anashim Chashuvim, high-level people, Nisi'im. And yet, you know, the Zohar Kadosh says, what kind of kavod were they losing out on? They weren't like Nisi'im of the Shevet or anything. They were, you know, a little, they were afraid that when they would enter Eretz Yisrael, all the nesiut would be mitbatel, and all of their positions would then be irrelevant, obsolete, and that's why they were fighting to hold on to their, you know, to hold on to their positions. And because of that, because of this little kavod, this little, you know, imaginary kavod that they thought that they would get, they brought death and destruction not only upon themselves, upon Am Yisrael. This brought about the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, B'chiyah LeDorot, Tish'a B'Av. So many terrible things came as a result of this little redifat hakavod, this, you know, pursuit of honor and respect. So that's obvious. But what's a little bit less obvious is the other side of the coin, which the Sichot Musar, in his, you know, his normal brilliant manner, points out. And he says that in our work, every person in their lives, we are born egotistical beings. Every single human being, ba'asher hu, especially men, enjoys kavod. Kavod is a, and by the way, it's not necessarily, not always is it a bad thing. Kavod is an integral part. It's something just like the body needs nourishment. A person's, you know, neshama or whatever it is, psyche requires a certain amount of kavod in order to be, everybody needs. That's, what do you think? We're social beings. Part of being social is that we are mechabid, we honor one another, we respect one another. It's an important, it's part of the fabric of society. But throughout our work, we have to obviously diminish our own kavod. We saw based on last week's parashah, Vayish Moshe anav me'od mikol ha'adam asher al pnei ha'adamah, Moshe Rabbeinu was exactly the opposite of the meraglim in that although he was the true leader and he was the number one, he was Adon lechol ha'nevi'im, and he kept on diminishing his own honor to a level that the Torah says never existed in any other creation on the face of the earth. And that's what we have to try to emulate. Nevertheless, what happens sometimes is that in our own avodat Hashem, in our work of diminishing our own honor and trying to break ta'avat ha-kavod, which is a very, very strong ta'ava, it's a very strong desire, sometimes what happens is we start to look at kavod as something that is inappropriate, not only for ourselves, but for other people as well, which means that even when we owe kavod to other people, we let not only our own kavod slide, but the kavod of other people to slide as well. And that, he says, is a very, very big mistake and misconception in Avodat Hashem, because the way it has to work by kavod is, yes, we have to work on our own respect and honor to kind of make ourselves immune. I remember Maran Zichron Bracha many times used to, you know, especially towards the end of his life when he was stuff like that, he would be afforded, you know, limos and bodyguards, people clapping and dancing for him. Right? It's very easy for a person in that kind of situation to fall prey to his yetzer and to enjoy it. But he always used to, you know, kind of encourage himself. He always used to give himself himself. If you leaned in, you could hear him actually, you know, putting himself down and really, you know, making it, saying afar va'efir, really not disassociating himself with the kavod. But we see even from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Shmuel HaNavi, there's many, many ra'ayot throughout Tanakh and throughout Shas that the Chachamim, Harishonim, they were always concerned about one thing, always concerned about diminishing their own kavod, but making sure the kavod of other people stayed intact. That's a very important thing. And even sometimes when a person takes kavod for himself, not for himself, but kavod haTorah, taking kavod haTorah sometimes, a little bit, right? The Gemara says in Masechet Sota that Talmud Chacham has to take shminit shebashminit. Yeah, when a minute amount of kavod haTorah for himself, because sometimes kavod haTorah is, that's really giving kavod to the to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and kavod to the nation. But a person shouldn't ever make a mistake and think that kavod is such a, kavod is tamei, kavod is toxic. But kavod to other people is not toxic. That's the way, that's the way, you know, the whole mitzvot ben adam l'chaviro is based on kavod to the other. Which means when it's a very interesting dynamic that for ourselves we should expect nothing. Okay, not only expect nothing, but even when we get something, to completely, you know, belittle it and consider it as if it's nothing. But for the other person, we have to constantly run after him to give him more and more and more kavod. That's the way it works all the time. So I have to leave a little bit early today, but this idea is so important. Sometimes people always focus on running away from kavod, which is very important, but at the same time, not to let the kavod of others fall by the wayside, because if we do so, then the entire ben adam l'chaviro, all interpersonal relationships, you know, they all fall apart, because that's what it's all based on. Thank you for listening, and Shabbat Shalom Borach.